really go and examine the different aspects of boredom as it happens, and the different types of boredom. Yeah, boredom with activities, boredom with circumstances. I would call activities and circumstances as very close. Activities would be something you are actively doing, like the example of work. Circumstances would be like waiting for the lift, waiting for the bus. It's not really an activity where you're actively doing, you're just doing nothing. Yeah. And then sometimes it's also linked with people, because when we talk about people, of course some people can say, oh, I get bored just thinking of that person. But usually we experience boredom with respect to another person when we are interacting with that person. Yeah. But when you have enough of that kind of boredom, then comes the other type, where thinking of that person makes you feel bored. Yeah. The boredom actually don't come from just thinking. It's about thinking of the potential interaction. But don't take my word for it. Okay? I want you all to go back and reflect on this. Ask yourself, when is the last time you feel bored? Yeah, but this is actually the easy part. Yeah, this is the easy part. Reflecting on the boredom we have experienced. The difficult part is to observe boredom as it happens. Because if you can observe it as it happens, then you get to make a choice. The choice that we oftentimes neglect. The choice that we often default to seeking some excitement. Yeah, because most of the time, the moment you feel boredom, we tend to just go and find something to occupy us, to occupy ourselves.